Over the last several years, a number of right-leaning activist groups have gotten themselves heavily involved in Republican politics in the state. YWatch was a group that pushed anti-abortion and family value legislation, and Wyoming gun owners pushed for expanded gun rights. But the group with perhaps the biggest impact is the Wyoming Liberty Group. Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck says the group has recently taken some heat and vows to go back to its roots.
When it started in 2008, the Wyoming Liberty Group saw itself as a conservative government think tank that expressed concern over what they saw as excessive government spending during the energy boom. Amy Edmonds is the group's policy analyst.
We work on free market principles. We are passionate about, as we would say, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, freedom, and all those wonderful things. So we're looking for free market, limited government solutions.
Edmonds says those values are shared by a majority of Wyomingites, but she doesn't think the legislature shares those values.
The state has now landed itself in what pretty much everyone is calling a structural deficit, and a lot of that is because the state has not been willing to sort of suppress the urge to grow.
Edmonds says because of this, the state is forced to make serious cuts and potentially harmful decisions. She says the Liberty Group is poised to help. Outgoing Speaker of the House Kermit Brown says they are not a help, they're a hindrance. He's been offended by the group's negative legislative reports and legislative rankings over the years, where lawmakers are rated by their votes on key Liberty Group issues. Brown says if you don't agree with the group, they say you are wrong.
They just have a really stilted understanding of the budget. And they think the legislature is a bunch of free spenders. They hate the capital renovation. They hate everything about it.
Brown says groups like the Liberty Group have helped push the state to be more conservative than it has in the past. He says that's not all bad, but
what's concerning to me is when my party starts to do knee-jerk conservative things that aren't supported by the facts and by rational thinking. That's what concerns me.
Liberals in the state are equally concerned. Longtime political observer Roger McDaniel served as a Democrat in the Wyoming legislature and has been involved with state government for over 30 years. McDaniel says parts of Wyoming started to turn more conservative 15 years ago, and the Liberty Group was able to capitalize on that.
It not only brought far-right ideas into Wyoming politics, but it brought enough money to make certain that that voice was predominant.
That money comes from rich conservative donors who are relatively new to the state. That money has also found itself into political campaigns. While it's not unusual for groups to use money to attack a member of another party, Republicans in the state were surprised how supporters of the Liberty Group and others turned against Republican moderates this year. A group of conservative legislators joined others to run a negative campaign against Cheyenne Senate candidate Dave Zwanicher, who lost to a more conservative candidate. But the most surprising was the defeat of Majority Floor Leader Rosie Berger in Sheridan County. Berger was defeated by newcomer Bo Beitman, who used money from those connected with conservative groups to run a negative campaign against her. Berger says Beitman was able to feast on some surveys and pledges offered by some of these groups. The most notable was the Wyoming Liberty Group's no tax pledge that she refused to sign because it could have had a negative impact as lawmakers try to address Wyoming's revenue shortfall.
It puts a policymaker in a box until you see proposed legislation, until you see your budget, whether you have a surplus or a shortfall. How are you able to make a really good decision?
As for the legislature, Berger doesn't mind that these right-leaning groups fight for particular pieces of legislation, but she doesn't care for the fact that they seem to attack those who are not behind a bill 100%.
There's no wiggle room for acceptance of individuals that may have questions or may want to amend or to look for compromise.
Apparently, some involved with the Liberty Group have acknowledged that they need to be kinder and gentler. That's why they brought in Jonathan Downing to be its new director. Downing has represented a number of groups over the years, and he's well-liked by the majority of legislators. Downing says the plan is to be less aggressive and work closely with lawmakers as they face the challenging task of addressing the revenue shortfall.
as we look at the future and what those deficits may look like, that's where we'd like to play a role of providing solutions for elected officials to recognize and realize if you make a cut here or if you increase spending here, this is the impact that you're looking at long term.
But they still plan to hold legislators accountable and inform constituents about key votes. With so many new legislators serving this year, some veteran lawmakers fear that the group could intimidate them and stymie compromise on some serious issues. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Bob Beck.